"Oh, my dear father," she cried, "come back and write immediately. Consider how important every moment is in such a case." "Let me write for you," said Jane, "if you dislike the trouble yourself."
"I dislike it very much," he replied, "but it must be done."
And so saying, he turned back with them and walked towards the house.
"And may I ask," asked Elizabeth, "but the terms, I suppose, must be complied with?"
"Complied with? I am only ashamed of his asking so little."
"And they must marry. Yet he is such a man."
"Yes, yes, they must marry. There is nothing else to be done. But there are two things that I want very much to know. One is, how much money your uncle has laid down to bring it about, and the other, how am I ever to pay him?"
"Money? My uncle?" cried Jane. "What do you mean, sir?"
"I mean that no man in his senses would marry Lydia on so slight a temptation as 100 a year during my life, and 50 after I am gone."
"That is very true," said Elizabeth,
"though it had not occurred to me before. His debts to be discharged, and something still to remain. Oh, it must be my uncle's doings. Generous, good man, I am afraid he has distressed himself. A small sum could not do all this."
"No," said her father. "Wickham's a fool if he takes her with a farthing less than £10,000. I should be sorry to think so ill of him in the very beginning of our relationship."
£10,000! Heaven forbid! How is half such a sum to be repaid?"
Mr. Bennet made no answer, and each of them, deep in thought, continued silent till they reached the house. Their father then went on to the library to walk, and the girls walked into the breakfast-room.
"And they are really to be married," cried Elizabeth, as soon as they were by themselves. "How strange this is! And for this we are to be thankful. That they should marry, small as is their chance of happiness, and wretched as is his character, we are forced to rejoice. Oh, Lydia!"